Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have been studying this circumstance across the Atlantic Ocean where the new prime minister has asked the Queen of England to suspend Parliament or to conclude Parliament for what I am told, not being a specialist in this, is a significant amount of time before the Brexit deadline arrives. And that's got a lot of people up in arms over in London. I mean, of course, they're the same people who didn't support Brexit in the first place and are still ticked off that the pro-Brexit forces managed to win that balloting. What was this, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? So lots of outrage being expressed towards the new prime minister, Boris Johnson. And very distressed that he has asked Parliament to do this. But as I mentioned yesterday when we were talking about it, I am not an expert in how the Brits do this kind of stuff. And I'm hoping that just a second we'll be able to talk to Hugh Shakeshaft. I know he was trying to get through to us and we lost the line there. I'm looking to see if Hugh is on the line. Did we get him?
No, not yet. He hasn't called
me. Okay. Hugh is trying. I mean, he may be listening on radio.com, which you should do, too. If you're over in England or if you're in New York or wherever you're traveling, you can listen to the show at any given time. And I know Hugh was very excited to be on the air. He's even posted on his Facebook page that he was going to be on the air this morning. And here he is. Hugh, how are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm great. Sorry about that little technical problem there at the beginning. Tell me what's going on. Everybody's. Well, not everybody, but some people are mad with Boris Johnson for calling, what is it, prorogation? Is that the correct term?
Yeah. Proroguing Parliament actually means calling the parliamentary session to an end.
Mm-hmm.
That normally happens every September prior to the conference season when the parties go away and have their party conferences. This parliamentary session started in June with when Theresa May was elected, right? And has run until now. All he's done is called, because he's a new prime minister,
right.
He has said, I would like to set out my legislative program via the Queen's speech for the next parliamentary session.
And that's normal, right? That's not an unusual thing to do?
No, it normally happens every year. This, what doesn't normally happen, is a parliamentary session that lasts over three calendar years from 17, 18 and 19. What has happened here is they're using a word called suspended, because what they're trying to portray quite wrongly and dishonestly is that he is some kind of Adolf Hitler who has now suspended Parliament to prevent the nation. What is ironic in all of this is the day before he called the parliamentary session to an end, people like Jeremy Corbyn and the anti-Semitic Labour Party, the official opposition, and a number of other opposition parties, leaders, got together to say that they would have a vote of no confidence in him, remove him, and effectively stage a coup and put Jeremy Corbyn in as prime minister to prevent a no deal with the EU. So it's absolutely anti-democratic hypocrisy. Mm.
Is he vulnerable to that? Do you think that Boris Johnson is vulnerable to that?
This hot air that is getting generated is that they've maneuvered through the courts, through every single way they can, both inside and outside Parliament, to prevent, to overturn the largest democratic vote in the history of the United Kingdom. Let's make no bones about it. This is the most anti-democratic, hypocritical movement you have ever seen. They do not wish to leave the European Union. They are lying when they say, oh, this is to prevent a no deal, which, as you know, with my economics and markets background, is fundamentally the best thing for the United Kingdom, right? Particularly with the corrupt, collapsing, rotting edifice that is the EU about to implode.
So I've got to ask you, Hugh, you know, we were both very critical of Theresa May, Boris Johnson's predecessor as prime minister, and I don't think her heart was in the Brexit movement at all. But is Boris Johnson going to be able to herd the cats into one place and get this done, or is he going to be stymied as well?
I think he's given it his best shot. But what the people will see is the anti-democratic behavior of the opposition parties and this rabidly remain globalist, you know, left-wing group, which are very vociferous, including the media, the BBC, who are funded by the EU, right? What you're seeing is the people, when the next general election will come, will have seen this. And they will stand there and say, this guy tried to get us out of Europe, which is what 17.4 million people voted for.
Well,
the largest vote in history.
Let me ask you this, Hugh, because a lot of the other folks that I talk to in London, and you know what, they're Londoners, so they're not Brits outside of London. There's a big difference, right?
A metropolitan elite.
Yes, and I think that's a true statement. But do you think things have changed in Britain, where if they were to have another vote today, the results would be different? Not that that is a fair thing to even propose, but do you think maybe people have changed their mind?
The metropolitan elites, once again, with their mouthpiece, would say, oh, all the people who voted for Brexit are dead. Well, my son is 26 years old. He voted for Brexit. So, you know, what you've got is this middle class, champagne chattering class of socialists who don't want to leave the socialist EU. Right. They want to give all our money away to Southern Europe.
Right.
But it would still be the same result. And once you get proper polling, you see that the result would be the same. My problem with that would be, was if you had another vote, you've got this imbecile, Joe Swinson, who leads, believe it or not, the Liberal Democrats, right? The most illiberal party you can imagine, said they would still not accept a vote of leave.
Yeah. See, a lot of these guys are just throwing up every roadblock they can. And it sounds like Boris Johnson's trying to push those down and just move forward. Hugh, I got to go. And I apologize for the trouble at the beginning. But, you know, you're welcome. Let's talk again in another week or two and see where things stand. Absolutely. And I've got a ticket for you that I bought for Politics and Pints if you want to come in September.
I'd certainly want to go for the pints, but sick of politics.
Okay. Well, you'll be very impressed by beer here in Richmond, I promise you.
Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, can I just say one other thing before you end?
Okay.
This is proroguing Parliament is not suspending it like a dictator, and it's also not shutting down the Parliament, which is what politically happens here. It is a normal, standard, constitutional prerogative of the Prime Minister.
I figured that was the case, and they're taking advantage of our ignorance of your system to try to get people riled up. I appreciate you clarifying it. Hugh Shakeshaft, our British-based political analyst and advisor to a number of members of Parliament, thanks for coming on this morning, as always. I appreciate it.
John, always a pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.